Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome right. back to the most unorganized episode of Tiger Queen over here. Pierre's wearing an outfit that would only make Carol Baskin's soaking wet.
I know.
And here we are. Day before our golf trip, he comes out dressed like his mom at a baptism.
Right. You know, I might not agree with everything they do, but I do look like I'm dressed for RuPaul's Drag Race. And welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
I'm the one that should be wearing freaking sunglasses with those blinding outfit. You know what, though?
I am the tiger.
Stripes are like very like complimentary to your figure. Like they really.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
the horizontal ones?
I think the stripes are, they really bring out some of your features.
The horizontal stripes.
Yeah, they really. They're slimming on you. Most people, when they throw on tiger stripes, you know, they, but you, very slimming. It's crazy how that works.
Dude, I'm that tiger that's just so used to the zoo. Like, give me my steak, bro. Like, give me my steak. Give me my
27 years old.
Yeah.
No teeth.
All right, we get it.
You're the tiger that's bottle fed.
We get it. I'm an athletic, overweight tiger though, and I am gonna take the course for everything that it's got. The course is this weekend in Myrtle Beach. I'm excited about that,
bro. Hell yeah, let's go.
For all you stalkers out there, try to find us.
No, don't do that.
Or don't.
No.
All right, well, we are back covering a full season of the challenge. You excited about this or what?
Listen,
man?
This is what television is all about. I may be biased, but this is the greatest show on television.
All Stars 4. And you know what's crazy is that the challenge fandom, as we learned from Matt's episode of the Zach Nichols Podcast, challenge fans are way better than Big Brother fans. Way better.
Why? How did we learn that?
We learned that because Big Brother fans are, in a word, like, basically, they're watching the live feeds. Like, if you don't get enough in 3 hours or 3 episodes of TV, like, you have to watch the live feeds. That's a lot of, that's just, I don't know. It's a little bit psychotic to me. I'm sorry I said it. It is what it is.
Yeah, like swim fans, I guess you're saying.
For real, though. For real. But a lot of them were calling Matt out, saying that he was lying on our show.
Yeah, he got a lot of cheese. A lot of stinky cheese from the crowd.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with what they said. And he never denied having feelings for her or anything like that. But I think he just said, like, yo, y'all were blowing the shit out of proportion. But anyways, you guys make your own opinions on that. But anyways, the challenge fans, though, y'all are the fucking best. I'll be honest with you. You guys really are the best. We love having all you guys here. We're excited for All Stars 4. It's pretty sweet.
I mean, it was a hell of an opening. We didn't realize that there's going to be 2 episodes.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to talk about episode 1 today because weeks ago we booked the one and only Janelle.
Yes, we did. Round of applause for Janelle.
We'll be here next week to discuss episode 2. So we're going to hold off on that.
Yep.
I watched it. It was great TV. I also watched it. Can't wait to talk about it with Janelle when she's here. I think it's going to be a great, it's going to piggyback on a lot of current events happening in the challenge world.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, like, you know, things that are going down.
Mm-hmm. So we'll just keep it to episode one for those of you guys. And then next week, we'll talk to Janelle. We'll probably do two and three. We'll see where it goes. But yeah. Excited to have her here next week. She's got a lot of insight on some of the stuff that goes on in episode two. But
yeah.
Episode one, let's talk about it.
I love episode ones. Episode ones are always so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You get to see the fresh, cast. You get to see the house.
A fresh linen candle. Dude.
It's like checking into a hotel room, taking a shower, and hopping into that fucking well-made bed. And just fucking, oh, it's great in here. It's cozy.
Man, I'm telling you, this is...
butt-ass naked.
This is a great cast. And it's a very intricately casted... I mean, it's... there's no holes in this cast.
Really? That was going to be one of my first questions. Did you feel like anyone was miscast? Or somebody should have been cast that's not on here?
I really feel like the only... so... I really feel like the only outcasts would be Flora and Kefla. Mm-hmm. Keflor.
Keflon Don.
Keflon Don. Just because it's been so long since they've been back. But even someone like Steve,
yeah,
the handjob guy.
Yeah.
Even someone like Steve has alliances with people. So there's really nobody that doesn't have connections, which makes it very interesting and makes it very gamey. And I just like this cast too.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed it, especially for somebody like, I think it is Keefla, like Keef, like for all you weed smokers, Keefla. I'm pretty sure it's Keefla.
He belongs in the movie The Longest Yard.
Yeah, well, he does. He's Burt Reynolds.
Oh, dude, no, not Burt Reynolds.
Back in my day.
He's like one of those dudes from Longest Yards. Like, he would kill it in that movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first challenge champion, you got to give him respect for that.
Yeah, he's the granddaddy perp.
Yeah, he's the original.
He's...
If Mark Long is the remix, he's the original.
Mark Long is not a remix. He's the godfather.
Yeah.
This guy is like, I mean, just like, he's like Jim Thorpe.
Yeah. Just like the first Heisman winner.
Yeah, yeah. The first man.
Well, we'll definitely talk about his performance and all that, but
was the host back then.
Oh, that's, shit.
Yeah, did you see the clip?
No.
When they were giving him his $38,000 winning prize?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what people used to battle for, like that and, you know, Best Buy gift cards.
Well, we talk about this all the time. Phones. $38,000 back then, it's like winning 150 right now.
He paid all the bar tabs for the rest of the 90s.
Yeah.
The last 2 years, 98,
99. So
anyways, yeah, no, so.
This is my first time watching an All-Star season. I'm excited about it. One thing I noticed two things. Okay, the first one, I feel like the music is just like.
It's banging, dude.
It's so nostalgic.
It's like back when we were in like middle school and high school.
Yeah. If you want to go and dig around. Dude. Come on, a lot of school dances.
Oh my gosh, dude.
A lot of grips during that song.
A lot of boners.
I feel like the production is like really good. Like really good.
Yeah, it has like a. That like Hollywood movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what movie I'm talking about? It has like that kind of feel to it.
Yeah. G said that too. We were watching it earlier and she's like, dude, this is like really good production.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. Really
this
cool.
is like the greatest show on television.
It
brings me back to the early 2000s and 90s. Like, it's awesome. I love this show.
I did notice through the first episode and the second, like the challenges, I don't think they're as dangerous, but everyone's older. I mean, we're talking about people in their 40s and some of them
50s. That's not true. All the other All-Stars have very, very dangerous.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I can't wait to see.
I honestly, for the first two, to be honest with you, that first one isn't necessarily now that we're talking about it, it wasn't the best challenge to watch, but it was certainly necessary for them to do, and it was a great thing to see like who's really came in
right
in shape and ready to go
right and
you know
I, for me like what you said is exactly right like it difficulty level was definitely on you know a well, high it, level you know what I mean?
It was as difficult as you made it for yourself.
Yep.
And that was a steep hill, and I'm gonna say of all the locations I filmed challenges in, Cape Town was my favorite.
Cape Town?
Oh dude, Cape Town is awesome. We're there at on the beach with it's like there's so many orchards, it's just dude, that was one of my favorite locations.
Yeah, so we start off with TJ riding his BMX bike up a vineyard with
it's
this
all vineyards
up.
Out there, dude.
It's sweet.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
Like
beautiful.
It's amazing there.
Yeah.
That's where Final Reckoning was.
Oh, no way.
It was in the Cape Town area, yeah.
So he starts off by shouting out his boy Leroy, who you previously stated is obviously one of his favorites, right? Oh, yeah,
dude, TJ loves Leroy.
Yeah.
TJ loves Leroy. But you know what, though? Like, Leroy and Cam are just good people.
Yeah. They're
good people to watch, healthy relationship. Like, authentic, funny.
Easy to be a fan of them.
Oh, gosh,
and they just started off a Patreon project. So for those of you guys that want to, you know, continue to see more, go ahead and support them.
Yeah, Leroy is literally one of the funniest people alive.
Yeah, so. I can't wait to see what comes out of that. So he also shouts out the child, Kingston, who at the time was an only child, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, now he's got a sister. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Amazing. So not physically, but mentally and socially, in what ways do you think both Leroy and Cam will play differently as parents and also being like, and we talked about this before, they've been in a committed relationship before, but now it's like a 100%, no turning back. We have a family type of thing. So how do you think they'll play differently socially and mentally, you know, in this situation? That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.